everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa and Nancy, and we are in the pantry area. It's not really the snack area.
It's the breakfast porch.
The breakfast porch with Ruth Andrus, who is one of the innkeepers. Well, she's a head chef here at the Leonard at Logan House, a bed and breakfast in historic, what's in the Heritage Hill district of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we have spent, three nights or so, that's quite a few mornings here, pigging out.
Nice.
I know.
Enjoying
and savoring all kinds of deliciousness that you have been creating. Just amazing breakfasts. And there's a lot of videos we've made, and one of them is on scones. And it's your scone recipe, and you made, was it chocolate espresso scones?
Yes, yes, they were chocolate espresso. The lovely thing about this recipe is that you can change it up. I have this base recipe, and you can change it to so many different varieties.
Oh, cool, I like those kind of recipes.
So can I just tell you the recipe real quick?
Yeah.
So it's 1.5 cups of flour and 3/4 cup of rolled oats, or just raw oatmeal, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and depending on if you're making something cinnamon or less cinnamon or more cinnamon, you can alter your cinnamon amount by either 1/2 teaspoon or a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons.
Cool.
So, and then you mix all those dry ingredients together, cut in 1/2 cup of butter with 2 knives, I like to do that until it's like coarse crumbs. And then you add a liquid. So, and that's where you can change it up too. You can use milk, or you can use orange juice, or if I'm making chocolate espresso, I actually use espresso as part of my liquid. So espresso and cream. And that makes it really yummy.
Is that why we were running around Frederick Meyer Gardens yesterday?
Yes, probably.
Yay!
Could you use rum?
I'm sure you could add a little flavor there. But I also add a little bit of vanilla, or sometimes add almond, or depending on, you know, what it is. Because you could make, like I've made cinnamon pecan, or just cinnamon with maple frosting, or toffee pecan, or blueberry lemon, or chocolate with cappuccino glaze, or chocolate espresso with just a vanilla glaze, or cherry vanilla, or cherry almond with almonds on top and almond extract. Or cranberry orange, those are lovely, because with the orange, I use orange marmalade as part of the liquid substitute. And those are really, and a little bit of orange marmalade in the glaze as well.
Cool.
Lemon poppy seed, you could do pumpkin in the fall and just add a few more spices like nutmeg, cloves.
That's a good idea.
So this is like, here's your base, go to town.
Right.
And according to the celebration, I mean,
even
the orange, you know, the orange one sounds really good, and cranberry for Christmas time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my, this is good. Yep. Those, and it's interesting that you use oats. Is that kind of a binder?
Yes, it is a binder. And plus it makes it a little more healthy. There aren't any eggs.
This is very healthy.
That's how we fool ourselves.
We really like healthy recipes.
Yes, this is so healthy.
Yeah, and then the frosting, does the frosting change up, or does it stay the same?
No, the frosting does change up. So I use about like 1¼ cups of powdered sugar, and then some kind of flavoring, either vanilla or almond or orange or lemon. Or espresso.
Okay, so again, a base.
So, yes, again, you just use your powdered sugar, use a flavoring, or sometimes I use orange jam or a different kind of jam, and a little bit of 1/2 and 1/2 to make it a consistency that you can spread on top. Easy.
So good for celebrations and even, I mean, right now we're doing intimate gatherings, right?
Oh, yes.
Depending on where you are. So, and this is something. In the holiday season, can't people just make these as a gift and ship them out?
Oh, yeah. They would do great for that.
Yeah.
Yes, they would.
Okay, so there's a good idea for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
cost
effective, and it's, you know, something made, handmade.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's a good idea. So, everyone, the recipe is on blendradioandtv.com. You can also see the video there. But having, you know, filmed all these recipes with you over the last few mornings, Ruth, a couple things that I noticed that were just like, oh, I didn't know you could do this. So, one was you were making cinnamon rolls this morning. And the cinnamon rolls, you use buttermilk inside your cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Why buttermilk?
Buttermilk will interact with the yeast and make it lighter, mm-hmm. fluffier, and gives it a little more flavor.
And then you said that you could use...
You could use a soured milk instead of buttered milk.
But you also gave like a tip on how to make your own.
Right. Because you just take a cup of milk and then put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in there, let it sit for five mm-hmm. minutes, and it kind of ferments it. Turns it sour.
The other thing, too, is cinnamon rolls, which, you know, this is, you're going to see this recipe at some point, too. You talked about how you test the temperature of water.
Yes.
And you use it like you're taking care of a baby.
Yeah, you do, because I test it on my wrist, because that's more of a sensitive area. Because if you test it with your fingers, my fingers are so calloused, it would be super hot before I would feel it. So you test it there, and when it's warm to your wrist, then you know it's a good temperature.
The other thing, I know it's a lot of time, of course, because you're running a bed and breakfast, but I think also for busy moms or, you know, anyone who's busy, right, busy dads, or if you have a big breakfast that you're, or dinner, you do things in advance. And does, you know, when you made those wonderful roll-ups, it was like the Southwest veggie wrap for breakfast, right, with those roasted vegetables in there and everything. It was really yummy. But you soak them overnight in an egg mixture. When you do that, does that help the flavor by having them simmer for a while?
Yes, it does. It's like it marinates it all together. So it helps it to marry, the flavors to marry together a little bit more. And plus it gives it a better absorption, because the tortilla wraps would not absorb the eggs quickly.
Yeah, so,
And we do that with French toast. We'll make it the night before, too. And cut up all this bread into squares. It's one of our favorite recipes that we serve every weekend here, is baked French toast. And then we cover it with this egg, cream, and milk mixture. Let it soak overnight, sprinkle it with cinnamon, and then put this lovely topping on of butter, sugar, and pecans, and maple syrup. And it's really to die for. Yeah.
Do you have a special thing that you really love to make the most?
Oh my goodness. That's a tough one, because I just like cooking.
She really does.
I like making new things, because sometimes you get tired of making the old things, even though everyone still likes them. But it's like a new recipe feels like an adventure.
Okay.
Cool.
And that's the other thing, assembly style. So you do talk to the food. Do you know that?
Yeah, I think I do.
she was whipping something and something flew out of there, and she's like, oh, look at you going on an adventure. And I'm like, she's talking to the food, and she's okay. Yeah.
Well, and I ask it to do well for me, you know, go bake and go do your thing. And
rise nicely, Mary, in there. I'll see you in the morning.
Have a happy time.
That's funny.
So, I think you do need to do a recipe book.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I have been asked by so many people to do that. I just had a guest here just a couple nights ago, and she said, I will help you compile it. Just start getting them on the computer.
Yes.
And we're like, oh,
that's work.
I feel like I really maybe need to start doing something.
Is that one of your favorite parts of doing the B&B?
Is the cooking? Well, it would be that and the people.
Yeah.
Because I love the people.
Yeah, that's got to be fun. Because, I mean, while we were here, people were from all over.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And their stories are delightful. And you learn more about different parts of the country and different parts of people's lives. And it's very fascinating.
Okay, because we're also talking about food and entertaining, because a lot of your recipes are about that. Nancy and I have been traveling during the COVID times, past the shelter in place from where we were in California. This is a super clean B&B.
Thank you.
Very historic. It's like, you know, this is the Lord of the Manor, you know, kind of style place. So very historic. So a lot of times you think, okay, historic places, are they going to be clean? Because, some historic places, it's like, if you clean, then all of a sudden, here comes the rest of the wall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
but you guys have it. It's newly renovated. It's clean as can be. But your dining area, I think this is interesting. You have separate seating areas, whether it's outside in the patio, the other side of the B&B. I mean, you've got so right. many places for people to social distance over their meal, mm-hmm. but in your dining room, you have this magic box of clean air thing. And I think this is something interesting for guests coming here, but for people to look at maybe even their own homes.
Right, right. And that it's a purification system, and it's made by Valara, and it's called Active Pure, and it's actually NASA approved. So it's scientifically, it has all the bells and whistles, so it really does its things. It kills 99.99% of bacteria, mold, and viruses, including hard shell viruses. And we thought, well, to make people feel more safe,
absolutely.
And feel like the air in here is clean, the atmosphere is good, we need to invest in that.
Mm-hmm. And, I think that's why.
And that little black box doesn't just do the dining room, it actually does 3,000 square feet. So the whole first floor feels better. It does.
It's really amazing.
I know. Yeah. We put it next to an airflow vent, and it just kind of it does its job. I talk to it every morning, and I say thank you.
Do you talk to your plants, too?
Yes, I do.
Is it a beautiful garden?
Yes.
And you do some of your own chives and basil? And
yes. I grow my own chives, basil, oregano. My cilantro keeps dying, so I don't know what's up with that.
It's touchy. But
is it?
Yes, because it likes humidity and heat, but only to a certain point. Then it's like, oh, that's enough of that.
Well, I'm on my second round, and it's not doing well.
Well, I tried in the desert, and it was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, you come from Mexico. What's wrong?
Wow. Oh, that's funny. But I do grow dill and chives and tomatoes and some peppers. So, and I might expand on that.
Do you have like a farmer's market here?
Yes, we have an awesome farmer's market, and it's not very far.
Okay.
And they just sell tons of stuff. I love getting stuff from the farmer's market. I love supporting the local business people.
Well, and since we're talking about food, and this is a foodie show, downtown, you have some wonderful restaurants downtown.
Yes,
we do. And I mean, within walking distance.
Yes.
So that's still Heritage Hill? On Wealthy Street. You get to walk down Wealthy Street.
I know.
Right?
I'm on Wealthy Street.
I know. I'm on Wealthy Street. La-di-da. So is that considered downtown? Or
it's not really. It's more of part of this historic district.
It's awesome, though. It's fun.
It is. And it's very fun. And it's usually packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're doing a lot of outdoor seating, so it makes it even...
It's separated. You can social distance. And the food out there, what we had, was really good. But you've got a little bit of everything from Mexican to deli to pizza and
to
bakeries.
Fancy, yes, to everything. Organic, farm to table, there's all those things. And so many breweries. A lot of people come just for their breweries because they're all over. Yes.
Well, now we have to come back now. I don't think we didn't do any local breweries that...
Uh-oh.
I remember.
You skipped the homework.
Yeah, now I'm like, we need to do. Do you make beer bread? Have you ever done that?
I have done it occasionally.
Mm-hmm. I have a funny feeling. I'm gonna say, have you ever made this? No matter what it is, you're gonna go. I have.
Maybe not.
Did your family cook? Is that where you?
Yes, left? I come. I'm 100% Polish, so all of our family gatherings were about food. And a lot of food. And I've been cooking since I've been 12. And so we would always have big family dinners, and everybody helped to cook. My dad was a fisherman.
Okay.
And so we would have these big, huge fish fries and just cook a lot of other food, and we all got involved.
What would a Polish breakfast be like,
do
you think? Like, if you were to do that,
it's like... Polish sausage.
Yeah?
There is Polish sausage and hard-boiled eggs, and you might add some horseradish.
Ooh, a little kick, huh?
Mm-hmm, a little kick. It would turn my dad's nose red. So fun.
So I thought it was wine that did that to me.
Or Plotsky, like potato pancakes, but they would make that for summer, too.
I love potato pancakes.
Very good.
So, but yeah, potatoes are a big deal.
Yes, potatoes are a huge deal. Huge.
Okay. What's potatoes your favorite Polish dish?
Oh, probably pierogi, which is a dough. It's like every nationality has their own kind of ravioli type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a folded dough with filling inside. And this one has dry cottage cheese and eggs and potatoes in there. Or you can make it with sauerkraut.
Dry cottage cheese?
Yes. It's like a farmer's cheese.
Okay.
So it's real dry.
Crumbly, yeah.
Yeah, crumbly. Or you can make it with sauerkraut inside that's mixed with bacon and a little bit of carrot, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm liking that.
Onion.
Mm-hmm. She said bacon.
Or you could do like a fruity one with apples or cherries. So My mom even made some with plums, I think, before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh,
they're good.
How can I be hungry? We just ate. Well, thank you so much. It's been such
Very
a fun
welcome.
Time here, and mm-hmm. we can't wait for everyone to see your recipes on Big Blend Radio and TV magazine and on blendradioandtv.com. We have a lot of recipes. Mm-hmm. How many did we film, do you think? Four?
Oh, wow.
Five?
I don't know.
Four.
I lost track.
I know the first day we did two, because we did your apple roses.
Oh, that's right.
We did this vegetable wrap.
And the vegetable wrap, and the next day
roll?
We did the omelet roll.
Cinnamon
and then the cinnamon roll, so four.
Yeah, and then we got scones, so that's five, but not filming. But you will see pictures, and you will be hungry, and you're going to want to make these.
I hope so.
Thanks so much, everyone.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun. And your website for everybody to go to.
LeonardAtLogan.com. Yes.
I like that.